Okay, let's get into Yerushalmi Shabbos Daf Tzadi Dalet. And we are on Tzadi Gimel of Abayz, the last couple of lines, the last section here of Perek Shmona Shvatzim, the 14th Perek of Meseches Shabbos. So we're talking about, yesterday was a jam-packed daf, relating to the big three, Yehari Val Yavar, and even Abizrayu, the big three, that one is not allowed to be Misrape, not just to give one's life, but to save one's life. To save one's life, what is usher, in, with anything related to the big three, Avodah Zarah, Gilei Raos, and Shvichas Damim. A lot to talk about. And again, we mentioned we're not going to get back to that right now, but remember that Rambam. The Rambam, was crucial to analyze. The Gemara seems to say that the child is not called a Rodef, and the Rambam seems the child is called a Rodef before he comes out, and afterwards he's not, because of Tivo Shel Olam, or the language of Mishamaya Karatfila. But we noted the difference in language between the Bavli and the Yerushalmi. The Yerushalmi here says, well, you don't really know who's Rodef who. Shenat Yodea mi Hore gets me. So you can't prove from that case. The Gemara's question was to try to prove whether you could kill a Katan to save a Gadol, even though they both have a Cheskas Chayim, but is there any more values? So the Gemara proved from there, oh, you can't kill a child, you can't kill a baby. The Gemara said, no, maybe there you don't know who the Rodef is to who. But again, halachically, there's no answer to this question, and we do not measure the value of a life based on age or based on stage, very young or very old. Every moment of life is infinitely valuable, and we will be Mechal Shabbos even to save Chaye Isha. Okay. Ma'isa Rablazer ben Dama, Shenashchu Nachash. The Rablazer ben Dama, there was a story that he was bitten by a snake. Uba Yaakovish Kfar Sama Mishem Misham Shel Yeshu Pandira Leraposo. As we said earlier, that this person came, wanted to be merapa him and heal him with the name of an avodah zara. V'loiniach lo Rabbi Yishmael. Rabbi Yishmael didn't let him. Yishmael said, "How could you allow that? You know that I'm not going to let you be healed with that." And he, the patient, said, "No, you have to let him." Amar lo ani mevi raya sheyir pa'ini. I'm going to bring a raya that he should be able to heal me with this incantation. It's not real avodah zara, right? It's just the name. Lo hispik lavi raya. Ad Shemes Ben Dama, right? Until the raya was brought, there was no, he died beforehand, right? Kind of sounds like the story of Nachamish Gamzu, that until he took out the money, right, he wasn't able to, the ani died before he was able to. But either way, he died. So Amar Rabbi Yishmael, Rabbi Yishmael says to him, Ashrecha Ben Dama, Sheyatzas B'Shalom Min Ha'olam. Praise are to you, are you Ben Dama, that you went out of the world B'Shalom, right? Went out of the world B'Shalom. He didn't rely on this avodah zarah. V'lo paratz tegederin shel hachamim dechsevu poritz geder yishchenu nachash. And he didn't violate the isser of the rabbanon. Sounds like it's a din de rabbanon. Poritz geder, if you break the wall of the rabbanon yishchenu nachash, you will get bitten by a snake. So Rabbi Shmuel says, see, he didn't have to rely on this isser to be able to live. This kind of language of yatzas b'shalom comes up elsewhere, both in the Gemara and in the Rishonim. Right, it's an amazing line in the Rashi. It's Rashi in Makas Daf Yutes, but that's where the Gemara says that Rashi, his son-in-law, his Talmud took over Behuda Bar Nasan. But there, after Rashi explains about Maaser Rishon eating at Batara, Rabbeinu Gufo Tahar. This is what here in the Gilyon in Makas Yutes. Rabbeinu Gufo Tahar V'yatasa Nishmaso Batara. Lo pirish yoser mikan ve'elach lashon talmidos Rabbi Yehuda bar Nasan. See from there, also yoser nishmas betara. The last comment that we have from him is explaining the halacha of eating ma'aser sheni betara. Also, if you look at the Gemara in Bava Metzia on Daf Pei Vav Amud Aleph, remember that's one of the most amazing Gemaras that we have, relating to the ability of psak and baskol and elu ve'elu. Right, that's the Gemara where there was a machlokas in Shamayim. How could they be a machlokas in Shamayim? That's a great question. There's a machlokas between the Masifta Derakia and HaKadosh Baruch Hu about a detail in Hilchas Tzaras, and had he even have that machlokas, but that's what it says. Kamifl gibim Masifta Derakia. In Beheres Kodemis L'Seir Lavan Tameh, V'Mseir Lavan Kodemeres Tar, Safek, HaKadosh Baruch Hu Omer Tar, V'Kulu Masifta Derakia Amri Tameh. We could spend many hours just talking about this Gemara in the Bavli B'Metzia Daf Peivav. HaKadosh Baruch Hu said Tohar, and everybody, all the Malachim said Tameh. How do you argue with HaKadosh Baruch Hu? And the Gemara says, Rabbi Bar Nachmeni, he was the expert, he went to decide, and they went down to him, and as he died, he says Tar, Tar, and the Gemara says again, Ashrecha Rav Ranachmeni Shaguf Chatar V'yosad Ishpascha Batar. Mention Rav Asher Weiss writes in the Hakdama of one of his Shuvah Sfarim that this doesn't mean Chas V'Shalom that HaKadosh Baruch Hu needed Rav Ranachmeni to decide. But it means once Rav Ranachmeni decided, and that was the Psak in this world, that became HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Psak. Right? It wasn't that it was somebody else's Psak. That became HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Psak once he Paskin that way. But either way, that's you see that in the Gilyon and Rashi and Makos Yates. Yavid b'metzia peva. But again, back to the story. So Rabbi Yishmael was very, he said that this patient was fortunate that he didn't have to rely on this smach of avodah zara to live. Says the Gemara, what did Rabbi Yishmael say? He wasn't bitten by a snake, which is what the mashal is given if you violate an issa d'rabbanan. But he was bitten by a snake. That was actually how he died. V'lo nachash v'shacho. Right. So he was bitten by a snake. So what does Rabbi Yishmael mean? No, with the rabbis bitten by a snake, that doesn't mean that literally somebody's going to be bitten by a snake. It means that the act of violating the words of the Rabbanon is like a snake by la'asa lavo in the future, meaning he wouldn't have gone against the authority of the Rabbanon. Mahavil lemeimar, but by the way, says the Gemara, what would he have said? Remember, before he died, he said, I have a svara to say why it should be allowed. He would have included this in the Chaybohen. The Gemara in Avodah Zarah, Daf Chav Zayin, talks about what are the svaras back and forth. Is this Mamish Avodah Zarah? He's not oved it. He's just using it. Is it Isser Bahana? But this is the story. Again, Dinim Durabanan, as is spoken about here, but Paritz Gedi Yishchenu Nachash, the Mefarshim talk about why even an Isser Durabanan needs even more chomer, so to speak, than an Isser Daraisa to violate. The Shari Tshuva writes in Shar Gimel, Os Hei, Va'ata Halola Chaladas. Mipnei Ma, he asks this question. Mipnei Ma Ha'over Al Divrei Chachamim Chayiv Misa, Yoser Min Ha'over Al Mitzvah Zaseh, Ve'al Mitzvah Lo Zaseh. Right? Why, in a certain sense, is it more chamor to violate the Dinim D'Rabbanan? V'zeh Peshra Adarva, let me explain it. Ki Ha'over Al Divrei Chachamim, Asher Mela'o Libo La'asos Kein, somebody violates the Dinim D'Rabbanan, that somebody filled his heart to do this. Ki Takel Mitzvasam Be'inav. They do it out of a sense of the Rabbanim don't have authority to make such dinim. Tokel mitzvasam be'enav. Lo mehiskaber yitzrolav. Sometimes we'll violate a din Torah because our taiva gets the best of us, right? The se'or shebe'isa, as it's called in the Gemara. But the Rabbanan, most of them, is not a taiva. Tokel mitzvasam be'enav, says Rabbeinu Yonah. Avo ki techena enav mera'os, or divrehem. Our eyes are weak from seeing the light of their words. V'lo yahalech l'noga ha'emunah. We won't go following them. V'lo mashach ba'ol gzeirasa. We won't go pulled by their all. V'lo yitrach l'kayim ha'amaram. Ki lo nechta b'sefer Torah. It's not in the Sefer Torah anyway. V'lo noag kederach ha'over al divri ha'torah. Asher nafsho maralo v'nakut right? When we violate the Torah, the Jew feels bad about it, and he has a guilty conscience. Our Yitzhar got the better of us. But by a Did Rabbanan, we say, no, we justify it. It's not in the Torah anyway. As it says in the beginning of Tehillim. It's like, I want to break apart their chains, their ropes. That's Rabbeinu Yonah. Again, this is also, this attitude is the answer a little bit that some Achronim have. I think the Mabit has this in the Kiryat Sefer, where they try to answer the question of the Ramban on the Rambam, which all the Achronim discuss. And the Rishonim discuss it as well in any case, and that is, asks the Ramban on the Rambam. The Rambam says, both in Sefer HaMitzvahs and in Hilchos Mamrim, that every time I violate an Issa D'Rabbanan, I violate an Issa D'Araisa Lo Sasur, because the Din and D'Rabbanan are included in Lo Sasur. So how do you ever have the principle of Savik D'Araisa Lo Chumra, Savik D'Rabbanan Lo Kula? How could there ever be a difference between Din and D'Rabbanan and Din and D'Araisa? If every time I violate a Din D'Rabbanan, I also violate a D'Araisa. So there are various answers given. The Ramban himself says, unless he has this one line, but this many achronim say that's exactly part of it. Kahai gavna lo tiknu, right? Which means the Rabbanan built into the system that once it's suffik, it's mutter. It falls away. Meaning it's not that you have a suffik about a Rabbanan. There's no such thing as a suffik about a Rabbanan. The Rabbanan say our dinim should only apply when it's a vadai. But it's a suffik, there is no din. So it's built into the system. Kahai gavna lo tiknu. The Ramban has that in one line, and that's how others reflect as well. The Meshech Chachmin in Parsha Shoftim explains that, that why does it fall away? Because there's nothing inherent about the content of a din d'rabbanan. A din d'araisa is inherently poison. It's inherently poison. So if you have a suffix about poison, you have to be machmir. But the content of a d'rabbanan is based on the gavra rabbanan, and the point is to listen to them, not to, not the words themselves. And it could be a later generation is going to change it. It's going to change it. So, says the Meshech Chachma, it's not about the content. He gives the mashal of Mori B'Malchus, right? The melech could want to build a highway through my backyard. The content is not so important as much as listening to the melech. So too, listening to Rabbanan. But once it's a suffix, then it's not called not listening to them. If it's a suffix, I'm not violating. But a similar idea, but it's different. It's a different message. That svara seems to be for the svara of Kahai Gavna Lo Tiknu. But it's also connected. I think the Mabit in the Kiryat Sefer and Hagdama, he has a number of prakim all about Torah Shabbat Peh. So he talks about this Rambam. So he mentions the Kahai Gavna Lo Tiknu, but I think he also mentions another answer, and that is when the Rambam says that it's included in Lo Sasser, that's only someone who rejects the din as assuming that the Rabbanan don't have the authority to make such a din. Not somebody who has a taiva to eat a chicken cheeseburger. That's not lo sasser. That's a din d'rabbanan. But somebody who rejects the authority, that's the only time when it's translated to lo sasser. So again, that's like the attitude that the Shari Tshuva just described here in Shari Gimel, Oshei, right? That's why a d'rabbanan violated is worse, because it's about against the authority of the rabbanan. Okay, let us continue our discussion here. Says the Gemara, Rabbi Ba Bar Zavda B'Shem Rav, Halach Rabbi Shimon, the Halach Tag Rabbi Shimon, back in the Mishnah. The Mishnah said that everybody, the Shemin Vered, the Tanakhama says, well, nope, no, if you're not an Ashir, you can't smear Shemin Vered, because it's not called normal. Only B'nai Malachim, the princes, could use Shemin Vered. Says Rabbi Shimon, all Jews call Yisrael B'nai Malachim. Rabbi Shimon had an amazing view of all fellow Jews. All Jews are B'nai Malachim, and therefore, even in a halachic sense, they could use this Shemin Vered. Says the Gemara, halachah k'Rabbi Shimon. The halachah is like Rabbi Shimon. So low kings, if you don't say the halachah is like Rabbi Shimon, minasin shemen vered la'ani v'losach, would an ani get shemen vered as a present and not use it? In other words, the ani just doesn't use shemen vered because he doesn't have it. But he would use it if he has it. If somebody gave me a present, he would use it. And therefore, since he would use it, we say that it is called normal. It's not called refuah, nikar l'refuah, even for an ani to use it. Amreb Zeiro al Reb Yosi. Chacham Rebbe Lebarpadia Da'at Amr Shmuasa Min Shmei. Right? Did you hear it from Barpadia that you quoted in his name? Right? Did you hear it? Right? Reb Zeiro was very machpid about the Mesorah. Amr Reb Yochanan Amr Mishmo. Yeah, I heard Reb Yochanan say it in his name. Reb Yochanan is a very ne'eman person in order to give the Mesorah. So you have nothing to worry about. Similarly, Amar Zira L'Rabbi Babar Zavda, Chacham Rabbi L'Rav, do you know Rav, that Amar Shmuasa Mishmei? Did you hear it from Rav? You know Rav, who said it in his name? Amar Lei, Rav Ada Bar Achua, Amar Mishmo, Rav Ada Bar Achua said it in his name, and he is also someone who is very ne'eman to the Mesara. Again, to saying over Dover B'Shem Amro is very crucial. Zira wanted to know the exact authority, right? That's the Mishnah at the end of Perkei Avos. Amar Dover B'Shem Amro, Mevi Ku'ula La'olam. And Rabbi Zeira wanted to make sure that the Geula is being brought. Remember that Maharal. We like to quote the Maharal on Pirkei Avos in the Derech Chaim. We quoted one Derech Chaim yesterday, right? The Derech Chaim about the big three at the beginning of Pirkei Avos on the second Mishnah. So this one is on the end of Pirkei Avos, right? The Derech Chaim in the sixth parak about Ha'omer Davar B'Shem Amro. He asked the Maharal, what's so special and significant? Ha'omer Davar B'Shem Amro, right? Yesh Lishol. This is the Derech Chaim. The Maharal's commentary on Pirkei Avos. The Bishvil Zehaya Hagula Ayadei Esther, because she said it in the name of Mordechai. That's the source that she said in the name of Mordechai. That's why the Geula came. Va'od Kol Midas Hakadosh Baruch Hu Mida Kereged Mida. V'Davar Zeh Shomer Davar B'Shem Amro Matam Sheyizke Lahavi Geula. What's the Mida Kereged Mida that I say B'Shem Amro so Geula happens? What's the connection between those two? V'Yesh Ladas. Says the Maharal, Ki kasher HaKadosh Baruch Hu mevi geula, Hashem Yisbarach rotze sheyedu, ki hu Yisbarach pa'al. When Hashem brings geula, he has a ratzon that people realize that it's him. V'lo yomru, lo Hashem Yisbarach pa'al kol zos. They shouldn't say that it wasn't God. Rak chachmasam v'otzem yadam. It was human. V'chein timsa b'gulas Mitzrayim k'siv v'yedu Mitzrayim ki ani Hashem b'hotzio osam eretz Mitzrayim. Hashem has that interest for whatever reason, because he wants people to recognize that he runs the world. L'fichach, im lo haisa Esther ba'alas midazos litlos hadavar b'misha roi litlosa. If Esther would be someone who has this midah to give the credit to others, that's the point. Esther gives the credit to others, so Hashem says, okay, I'm going to use you to bring Geula, because you're going to be, you know, do it in a way that they give credit to me. If Esther would have said that, it has to be someone who gives away the credit. Shashem Yisbarach rotze lohodiya hachesed vahatov, shehu Yisbarach osem Yisrael. Avo me'achar she'esther higidah lamelech achashverosh b'shem Mordechai, since Esther did it, she acted, she was a maybe omer dover b'shem amru type of person. V'haya efshar lo lomer lamelech, ki ani asisi zos lamelech lemzochein b'ni ha'melech. She could have said, I overheard them talking. But instead she didn't, that she gave Mordechai the credit, so that's why Hashem says, okay, I'm going to use you. And that's what it says, and that's what Hu God v'shem Mordechai, the Geula. And then he quotes another example. Let me just see if he quotes this magic. V'gulas Mitzrayim, bevadei noda gula shemen Hashem Yisbarach, and asu gula zos osa sumovsim. He quotes that. I don't remember if he quotes this, but the Medrash says, an amazing Medrash, that when Moshe Rabbeinu comes to Midian, and the Pasuk says, Ish Mitzri Tzalonim Yad Aroim, and the one shot is that Moshe was blamed for this, because he was called an Ish Mitzri, and he didn't say, no, I'm not an Ish Mitzri. Another shot is, no, Ish Mitzri. They said, Moshe, thank you for saving us. And he said, no, don't thank me. Thank the Ish Mitzri. And he gives the mashal of the person who got bitten by a snake, and he runs to the river to wash off the snake bite, and he sees a baby drowning there, he saves the baby, and they say, thank you for saving the baby. He says, don't thank me, thank the snake. Not that mamish, the snake deserves thank you, but he realizes that he's just a pawn. Okay, a lot more. Let's continue. Hadro l'perek shmona shvatzim. We move on from the 14th to the 15th perek. Now we get into Keshira. Keshira, there is a major machlokas rishonim, which the Yerushalmi doesn't really focus on, but as we get into kosher, one should remember this machlokas. The Torah, the Beis Yosef quotes this machlokas. The beginning of Shin Yud Zayin, machlokas Rambam Rif versus Rosh and Rashi. The Rambam Rif say to be, there are three levels of kosher, of tying. Daraisa, Darabanan, and Mutter. Daraisa has two requirements, two ingredients. It has to be a Maisa Uman, a professional knot, and Shel Kayama to be there forever. Both of those make it a Daraisa. One of those, Drabanan, neither of those are Mutter. That's the Shita of the Rif and the Rambam, and the Shita of the Shulchan Aruch, in the beginning of Shin Yud Zayin. Rashi and the Rashi right here in the beginning of the 15th parak says, no, just Shel Kayama. It doesn't have to be a professional knot. Even if it's not a professional knot, even a Kesher Hedyot, if it's Shel Kayama, it's going to be Daraisa. It's going to be Daraisa. If it's only there for a couple of days, it's going to be Drabanan. And if it's there for within 24 hours, then it's going to be mutter. So the Rosh and Rashi see there's only one factor. The factor is Shel Kayama. Nothing more than that. While the Rambam and the Rif say there are two factors. And again, that's quoted in the Mishnah Berurah at the beginning of this siman also. And Shin Yud Zayin quotes that machlokas. So again, Elo Shekasharim Shechayev and Olam, these are the following. These Kasharim are Chayev. You have to fit in these cases to each of those Shitos. What are the Daraisa? What are the professional ones that are there forever? Keshra Gamalim and Keshra Sapanim. The knot that you tie the rope to the camel's nose and to the boat. Those knots stay forever. And they're professional. Kishim Shu Chayev Al Kesher and Kachu Chayev Al Atera. And you're Chayev for tying them, Chayev for untying them. Rabbi Meir Omer, Kal Keshra Shiyachal Atiro Biyado Achaz and Chayev and Alav. Meir says, if you can untie it with one hand, then it's not going to be a daraisa. We'll talk about that. Be'ez Hashem. Eluk Shar V'chulu, Makshir Aysim Mishkan. Next couple of lines we already had, twice already in the Masechta. Where was kosher in the Mishkan? Shere kosher Aysim Mitarim. They used to tie the tents to the pegs. V'lo L'Shah Haysa, wasn't that temporary? They kept moving in the desert. Amar Reb Yossi, Mikivan Shayu Nosin V'chon Al Pi Adibur, Kemo Shehi Ba'olam. Since they always had to travel based on what HaKadosh Baruch Hu told them, they never had in mind that it was going to be temporary. It was temporary, but it wasn't up to them, so it was permanent. Amar Rabbi Yossi Barbun, Mikiva Sheftichon Amakom Shumachlis and Laaretz Kemishahu LaOlam. One second. You're telling me they didn't know that they were going to move, but they had a haftacha that they were going to go into Eretz Yisrael. So for sure it had to be temporary. So the Gemara earlier had a line that said, okay, maybe, right, Binyan Lashah was Daraisa, but here the Gemara says, no. There's a different Gemara rejects this approach and says, cause of the haftacha to go into Eretz Yisrael. So we have a different, source. We'll get back to that haftacha. Amar Rabbi Pinchas, Mitofra Yerios Lamdu. They learned it out from the Tofra Yerios when they sewed the Yerios, the separate sections of the curtains together to put on the Mishkan. Nifsa Kaya Koshro. If the one of the strings ripped, they used to tie it to knot it together. That's kosher. Chazer v'nifsak. If another point ripped again, lasosang sharm sharm yefter. They couldn't put another knot there. Wouldn't look nice. Ella, what would they do? They would go back to the first one and untie it. Elachoser umatiras arishon. And then just tie the longer piece together. And then it would look better. So you see this untying there as well. Amr of Chizkiah, hahein chaita umna, mivla train reshe. The professional tailor would just stick the two edges in without tying. V'hayda amrda, where was this? Damar Yosi ben Chanina, may arge yirios lamdu. Right? They didn't learn the malacha from sewed the separate sections of the curtains together when they wove the curtains in the first place. My taima, where do you see that? Because they had to have very long strings. Or yichriya ha'achas, k'deshati kula achas. They wanted one long string to make long threads, so they had to tie them together. Nifsak hayakoshro, and if it ripped, you tied it. Bekivachay megia la'arig, but once you finished the whole line, then you were able to just take out the knots and tuck it in on the sides. Harsharile umayole, and that's what they used to do. Reptamchu chuma b'shem refchuna afilu arev sheba lo hayabolo kesher v'lo teyemes. Even the weft, even the less noticeable strings, it wouldn't have looked bad. There were no knots. All knots, tucked it in. So therefore, it's not going to, the mucker for tying is not from the Argi Yerios. It must be from the Tofrei Yerios as well. Period. We mentioned before up above that HaKadosh Baruch Hu made a haftacha. So therefore, it has to be, it can't be a kosher that is the oraisa, that is permanent, because the Kadosh Baruch Hu said made haftacha that you're going in. Right? That was haftacha, as we know, made to each of the avos. Avram, Yitzchak, Yaakov, Moshe, Yeshua, the first conversation that any of these great biblical figures had. Avram, Yitzchak, Yaakov, Moshe, Yeshua, the first conversation had to do with Eretz Yisrael and the promise. And that's what the Ramban says, right? That's what the Ramban, right? Very well known in Sefer HaMitzvahs, Mitzvah Dalet. The Mitzvah Dalet, he says the Ramban should have counted living in Israel, and he did not. So the Rambam Ban says, "Hamitzvah Raviyah Shenitz Tavino LaReshes Haaretz Asher Nosan Akel Yisbarach Yisaleh LaAvoseinu LaAvraham LiYitzchak LiYaakov." It's the land that was promised and given to the Avos, and promised that we were going to go back to it. V'lo Naazvena Biyadzu LaSeinu Mina Umos, and not to leave it. The mitzvah is not to leave it with the other nations, Olishmama or desolation. Every time you build something in Eretz Yisrael, so that is part of the mitzvah, the araisas. That's the haftacha. Okay, a lot to say about that, Yishuv Eretz Yisrael, but we'll move for now. Tani Ravoshi, second to last line, Chot Oshal Tamar, we're talking about knots. If somebody has a basket made, of dates and also made out of date palm, Upatilaya Shal Tamarim, Koreo Matir. If it's also tied on top, you could rip it open, because that's a destructive act of Kriya that is allowed for a Shabbos need. On Shabbos, it's an Issa Drabbana, which is allowed for a Shabbos Nidu Matir, and one can untie, if one needs to untie the knots on top of it, so you can't retie it, because retying it closed, that could be a Kesher Shal Kayama, right? We had this earlier when we discussed a little bit about opening packages. We had this earlier on Daf Mem or so. Next, V'yeshtlach Sharm. So the first Mishnah said that there are certain Sharm that are Da'oraisa, the Kesher Gamalim, the Kesher Sapanim. V'yeshtlach Sharm, She'in Chayav and Aleim, the Kesher Gamalim, the Kesher Sapanim. And there are some Sharm that are not like the Da'oraisas. You have to add in here. ... And they're only Durabanan, right? That is not, mentioned exactly what they are in the Mishnah. It's like the Karban Eda says. Ela Patra Abalasar. There are those that are Durabanan. According to the Rambam and the Rif, means you only have one factor or the other, Kayama or Maisa Uman. According to Rashi and the Rosh, it means it's not permanent forever, but it's less, the Kavana is for less days. So the Karbonator continues, there are those that you're not a Chayav Daraisa, but there's an Isser Durabanan. The Hank, Sharm Shayim Shokayama, they're not Shokayama. But now the Gemara lists off, but there's some that are even mutter. They're even mutter because they're only very temporary. Kosheres Isha Maftechei Chalok, a woman could tie the edges of her robe. Vechutei Svacha, and the strings on her head covering. Shapsikya, of her belt. All of these are meant to be taken out within 24 hours. Ritzuos, min of a sandal, the straps of shoes. Vinodoshayim Veshemen, you have a bottle of wine or oil that they used to have, like in sacks, they used to untie the tops. The Kedera Shabasar, where some type of cover of a pot that has to be untied. Rebbe Ben Yaakov Omer, Koshim, Lefnei Behem, Mishoshal Teitzei. Rebbe Ben Yaakov says, and the Gemara will talk about this, that you could put a, tie a string across in front of an animal's pen, so that the animal doesn't, exit. Right? That's also allowed according to Rebbe Ben Yaakov. We'll have to see if the Tanakhama argues. Koshin Dili Bepsikia Velo Bechevel. Let's say you have a Dili. You want to go get water on Shabbos. So you're allowed to tie a pail with Psikia, with a belt, right, which is temporary, obviously. Avalo Bechevel, not with a rope, because then you can, might leave it there. If you're the Matri, you matter it even with a rope. We will see why. Klal Amar Reb Yehuda, a separate din, Kol Kesher, Shein Shokayama, Ein Chayav Alav. If a Kesher is not Shokayama, not Chayav on it. And again, the different levels, Da'araisa, Da'rabanan, and Mutter. The Ramah writes, right, the Shulchan Aruch, we said passings like the Ramah and the Rif, that you'd have the two ingredients. The Ramah just passings like Rashi and the Rush, that it's just a question of Kayama. The question is, what does Kayama mean? Not so clear. So if it's going to be there forever, then fine, that's a Da'araisa. But if it's not going to be there forever, what's going to be there for a week? What's going to be there for more than 24 hours? So that's very unclear. Where we generally assume you should try to have any type of knot, even if it's not like a regular, what we call a niv al gabi kesher, a regular tying of shoe. It should be undone within 24 hours, right? That's the Ramah. V'yishcholkev desfirelu dekol kesher shakayama afilu shal hedyot chayav en alav, Rashi v'rush. If it's not meant to be undone within 24 hours, that kayama, some say, a week. So one should be machmer lechatchila to assume that 24 hours, therefore one should always undo knots within 24 hours. Reb Chizkiya says, what is the Mishnah talking about by the robes? It can't just be talking about a regular woman putting on a robe, because that's obvious. So it must be b'miftach imra shehu madbiko lechalak. It's talking about the edges of the border that are stuck to that you stick on the edges of the hems. It's stuck on, it's not the regular closing of the rope, because that would be pashut. Some other type of garment that's stuck on the sides. Amar Reb Yosef, b'mafteh chalak shu asui kimin shnei dafim. Maybe it's like a shirt. It has two, sides that come together in the middle. That's what it's talking about. And you theoretically could slide it off. So that's why it's a chiddush to say it's mutter, and you shouldn't slide it off without untying it. Nishbatu aritzuos min avasandal. If the straps of the shoes come out, no talamachzir, you could put them back in. You could put them back in a bavach leisha, but just don't tie them back in, because that will be a tying that will stay forever. The Rishonim say there in the Bavli that if the shoe, let's say shoelaces, you could fix the shoelace if the shoelace somehow comes out of some of the eyes. But to put in a new shoelace, the poskim say that's not allowed. Because that would be like makabe patish, you're metaki. Chotmo shenishmat. Rav Chaim Kanievsky explains that shoes in those days were made of pieces, were made of prukim. So what happened if the nose of the shoe, the top of it, came out? Nishmat is tani mutar lahachzir, is tani asal lahachzir. One bryce says you can put it back in. One says you asir. Haven boyle meimar. The rabbanan, the bnei yeshiva said, man damar mutar. The bryce that says mutar b'shiishpo nekav echad. Maybe if it only connects in one hole, it's not such a tight fit, that's mutter. Mandamar aser b'sheish b'shein akavim. The one that says aser is if it has two holes, that's a real, like, tikkun mana. It's going Rav Chaim Kanievsky and Pnei Moshe's way of understanding the Gemara. That's more of a tikkun, if it's attached by two holes. Amar Rav Yossi Barbun, bein baze, uvein ze, kamanta amar k'sheish lo shnein akavim. Maybe there's, even if it's connected by two holes, there's a different way to formulate the chilek. Mao kadun, what's the answer? Mandamar mutter b'ruffin. Mandamar aser ba'afutzim. The one that says that's mutter. It's talking about it's connected by two nekavim, but it's still loose. Anything that's loose is going to still be allowed, right? The carbon eda shahan nekavim rechavim v'yachol achrisim below tarach. The holes are very wide, and you can put it in without too much. Tirchavein lachos shem yiska. You're not going to it's not permanent at all. Madamar aser bafutzim, but the aser is afutzim where it's tightly fitted in, and that would be more of a problem. Again, we mentioned in the past that anything that's meant to be done and undone. Here we're talking about a case where something seems to have fallen out, and it's not supposed to have fallen out. Anything that's supposed to be done and undone is not going to be a problem. That's called derech tashmisho, right? A door is meant to be opened and closed. Buttons are meant to be opened and closed. A zipper, right? Anything that's derech tashmisho, that's meant to be done and undone, is not a true malacha. Whether it's the malacha of tzoveya, by the glasses, whether it's a door, bonep, whether it's a zipper, tofer, there are a number of malachas that have this principle, and that's what, it's a big hefty. You just have to know when to apply it, right? We don't say getting something dirty and washing it. That's not derech tashmisho. You'd rather it not have gotten dirty in the first place. Okay, but either way, that's the Mishnah. Okay, we'll stop by my Chalkin, Be'ez Hashem. We will continue with the next daf. Again, this little parak, Eluk Sharim, here about the malacha of kosher in Shabbos.